Reflections of a Teacher and Student. As part of a storytelling project that involved interviewing an elder, I worked with Pam, a retired teacher of the visually impaired who lives in Vermont. When I met Pam, I heard a lot of her story reflected in mine, but it wasn't exactly like looking in a mirror and seeing a perfect replica. Pam is part of a different generation, lives in a different place, and most notably, is a different person. Talking to Pam was more like gazing at the surface of the ocean. Little waves of differences rippled across the image. Through her stories, I could see the seabed of a different person's life peeking through. Yet despite the details in her story that did not match mine, the overall reflection looked a lot like my own. Hearing Pam describe her life as a visually impaired individual who taught visually impaired students, I saw a picture that I recognized. The first familiar story came when I asked Pam to tell me about a time when she felt frustrated. Frustration is one challenge I encounter a lot as a visually impaired person, and I was curious to hear if Pam had a similar experience. Pam shared that in college, she worked with a mobility instructor in training to learn to use a white cane. Since Pam had recently lost a significant portion of her vision, she knew these were skills she needed to learn. The lesson took place in a school hallway, and the instructor asked Pam to use her cane to find doorways. Pam told the instructor that she could hear where the doorways were and did not need to use a cane to find them, but the instructor continued giving her directions for using the cane. For Pam, it was frustrating that her instructor did not understand what she was saying and to be pushed to do something she was not good at. Pam then left the lesson, and without saying goodbye, she swept her cane down the hall, swiftly maneuvered out of the building, and caught the bus home. Her story reminded me of a time in my high school English class when my teacher wanted me to read an excerpt from Romeo and Juliet out loud. I told her that the text was difficult for me to see and I didn't feel comfortable reading. She told me that I should try putting my large print copy of the book under my magnifier to make the font even larger. I tried to explain that the problem was not the font size, but the nature of my vision, which makes reading fluently hard for me. She asked about other ways we could try to make the font easier for me to see, and it was frustrating that I couldn't seem to get my point across. After Pam left her mobility lesson, she spoke with her instructor and smoothed things over, but she felt that experiences like this had helped her to better understand the blind students she worked with. She could identify with them and their various challenges, which she felt was a positive aspect of being a blind teacher. Her comments about the impact of connection made me think of the first time I attended an adaptive sports camp and met other blind students, when I first felt the relief that comes with knowing you are understood. Pam's students were not the only ones she felt she could connect with better because she was visually impaired. As part of working with children, Pam worked closely with parents, too. Pam's stories of some of the families reminded me of a conversation I had with my mom. She shared that the first time she and my dad dropped me off at a program for blind students, she was apprehensive about leaving me. Seeing the other blind children, my mom said, made her heart feel something she couldn't put into words, and she worried about all our futures. It took watching me learn new skills and do well in school for her to feel more comfortable with my disability, and she was grateful to my teacher of the visually impaired for her support. The fear and concern my mother described, as well as the joy of seeing support systems work, mirrored the experiences of the families Pam told me about. One family she recounted working with had a blind baby girl, and the parents were worried about their daughter's development and future. The baby seemed ready to start crawling, but was not doing so yet. To help, Pam informed the parents that since their daughter could not see well, they could use sound to guide her and motivate her to crawl. They could place her in a crawling position, with her arms and legs underneath her, and encourage her to start moving. For Pam, it was rewarding to know that she had not only helped the baby, but that the parents were more at ease. For me, it was moving to hear how committed Pam was to making parents like the baby girls and mine feel more confident about their children's success. Pam shared a third story, this one about working with a teacher, which resonated with me in a different way. As part of being a teacher of the visually impaired, Pam worked closely with other teachers and consulted with them about the blind students on her caseload. One time, Pam worked with a math teacher who was struggling to figure out how to teach the blind boy in her class. The student was a braille reader, and the teacher did not know how to present the concepts to him. Pam stepped in and worked with the teacher to see where the student needed extra support and how to best offer it. She helped teach the student different math concepts and served as a braille resource for the teacher. Pam ended this story with a phrase she heard often when walking into schools, "Oh, we're so glad to see you. We need your help." This story stood out to me, not because I have been a teacher seeking support or the one offering the support. Instead, I found myself identifying with a student. His side of the story may not have been included, but I could still find my own perspective reflected here. I have worked with teachers who did not understand how to make their class accessible. Most of them, like the teacher in Pam's story, worked with my teacher of the visually impaired to see what accommodations I needed, like large print handouts and accessible whiteboard material. From a student's point of view, having a teacher and teacher of the visually impaired work together makes a world of difference. As Pam described the math teacher's relief and her own sense of reward at being able to help, I could account for the third perspective in this narrative, the student's feeling of belonging in the classroom. As is the way with teachers, Pam taught me a lot through her stories. I learned about the power of connection and the impact of a strong support system. Most of all, Pam taught me that I am not alone in my vision loss journey. Hearing Pam's story really was not like seeing a mirror image at all, but two different reflections of a shared, larger picture.